Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Instruction. God is still working on us so that when he deploys us, we can be workmen, we can be wives, we can be husbands, we can be facilitators of Christian homes, we can be, you know, the Bible said when the righteous rule, there is peace. Yeah, when the wicked come into power, everybody go into hiding or hibernation. When the righteous are MPs, there is peace. When they are presidents, there is peace. When the wicked are in position, like most African leaders, the people are in house arrest, and the people are stripped naked. The people are put in prison for all kinds of things they did not do because the wicked is in place. We need people who can look in the face of presidents and say, Your Excellency, if you don't repent, you are on your way to hell. Straight, and it doesn't come what may. You may be arrested, you may be whatever, but the Lord is working. Take your seats and relax. Thank you, sweets. Come and get it. That was lovely worship. Say a good amen. Amen. Which microphone is that? Come and give it to Boachie. Come and take this one. Sit next to the lady. You could reach some to support me. Bring it here. Thank you. Say a good amen. All right, it's a lovely service. I welcome everybody. You know, bring the scripture back. We're still in verse number 16 of 2 Timothy and the 4th chapter. Yeah, you know, we... replacing the order of God back into the house of God. And we have all kinds of crazy churches all around the place. Reason is because this is the reason why we can have people kissing people in the name of deliverance and healing. And man kissing a woman in the name of deliverance. And we cannot bring any order to these people. The reason is because they are fatherless and a godless system. The whole generation is a very godless system that does not submit to anybody and is not accountable to anybody whatsoever. Everybody wants to live their life, have their freedom and all stuff like that. But I want to tell you that the moment you are, you know, God created you, and therefore, whether you like it or not, you are a creation of God. Whether you are Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, a recreational, atheist, it doesn't matter. Whether you are a traditional, a spiritualist, it does not matter. God created you, and once he created you, you are subject to God. Yeah, Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4, the Bible said, "Thus saith the Lord, behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father belongs to me as the soul of the Son. The soul that sins, that soul will die." Come to redirect traffic at heaven and hell, and we are redirecting traffic, everybody back from hell right to heaven. We're turning the soul away from the way to use opportunity for you to. Let's go further in verse number 16 of that particular verse, and then I can come to today's focus and agenda. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16. That's where we are right now. Focus. The Bible said, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16. Yeah. Now, you can see clearly on your screens, the Bible calls this for instruction in righteousness. Then it turned to another version, and let us look at this clearly. In this version, he said, it corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us what to do right. And then in another version, possibly I'm looking for certain verbose vocabulary, GNT or message. He said, every part of the scripture is God bred, useful one way or the other, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, and training us A police officer is trained. A nurse is trained before they are pronounced to be a nurse or a police officer and all stuff like that. But the Christian is not trained. The wife, the husband is not trained. This is one of the reasons why divorce is on the surge. Divorce, including my fellow yoke men, preachers, prophets, reverends, bishops. Shocks me. Without training in righteousness, you cannot keep one woman. Look at the number of women that are here. If I cannot handle one woman, only one, how can I handle the church of Jesus Christ? With branches, with preachers, and all that. How? How can you do that? Training in righteousness, where people are trained. The Bible said there were 320 men, 320 men, or 315 men, or 20 from the house of Abraham who were born and trained in this house. Somebody will tell me that this generation cannot be trained. This generation is not untrainable. Let me tell you something about this generation. Let's say that there was a Champions League match tonight happening between Barcelona and Real Madrid. Most of you here will not be here. Yeah. Let's say that Kotoko and Haas was playing a final match tonight. The local Premier League. Most of you will not be here. It means that we are trainable. Kotoko and Haas can tune us to a particular time, pin us to our seats. If Azuma Nelson or DK Poison was fighting, it is not today that boxing have become so loosed. I mean, in those days, they will be fighting in America in 5 hours, you know. So deep in the night, then it is 8 o'clock. It will be like 2 a.m. here. And my father will wake up and wake me up and wake my brothers up for the boxing match. And we will be sitting by the, you know, television. My father is sitting by the television and we are watching him and the television. And by the television, he is moving. Boxing can wake people up in the middle of the night and they will sit by a television to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, I will want to use the opportunity to tell everybody, then it means this generation is trainable. It means we are trainable. Let's say that this place is a clubhouse. There are swimming pools in this place. And I say that there is going to be free kebab. And it's ladies' night. Strippers are coming by the pool. I'm telling you, before 6 p.m., this whole place will be packed. Because people want to see naked women. Focus, please. Naked women. Naked women. It means that this generation is trainable. It simply means that this generation is trainable. It means we can train this generation. Jesus is coming. And, even the church is not prepared. Very loose kind of stuff. Pastor Steve, sometimes I wonder, you know, the people who do a lot of the things you do, they have become like people who the church is begging to come and play instruments and they are paid. And it looks like the church is begging them because we don't have training. If you have a church who understands Jesus Christ and determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, I'm telling you, you will understand, ladies and gentlemen, that you serve God with gladness. You serve God well. Psalm 100, enter His gates with thanksgiving from verse 1 and His courts with praise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. all the time in King James, all the time. Focus. You know, until I say go somewhere. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Yeah, it's with God, with praise. Go to verse number 2. That is the verse I'm looking for right now. Yeah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve God with gladness. We're begging people to do something in the house of God. For what? Say, Abra crown, eh, child? Huh? A crown is waiting for you. Everybody that is watching us and listening, listen good. This is very serious. Your days are ticking. Every opportunity you have is linked with time. 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 Don't joke with your life. We'll be catching President Rawlings that it will be 73. He's gone. 73. Somebody will be 100. Somebody will be 50. Somebody will be 61. Therefore, you are going to serve your generation well according to the will of God. Look at Romans chapter 3, verse number 24. When he was talking about redemption, it means that you were sold to condemnation, eternal damnation. But in here, he said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That is what is making you sit here as a Christian. Romans 3:24. As a matter of fact, if I read 23, it will make a lot of meaning. Yeah. And the Bible said, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in verse number 24, he makes a justification by saying, being justified freely. In other words, we were freely justified. It was not for a price and it was not for a charge. Being justified freely, yeah, by his grace through the redemption. That word redemption means that you were sold. First Peter chapter 1, verse number 18. Yeah. For we know that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold from our vain conversation which we received from our fathers. In verse number 19, yeah, he goes further and says, but with the precious blood of Christ Jesus and of the Lamb, without blemish and without spot. One of the things you will do is to master the scriptures. And that is part of training in righteousness. Training. And I mean, who knows? And you will be a what television, so pulpits, and you will be a preach chrome. Any of your friend. People can quote the scriptures. Even Louis Farrakhan is a very good quotation master of this particular thing. You can, now, you know, those of you who have received some formal theological education in theology and all stuff like that, there is a branch of theology that deals with apologetics and which is the defense of the gospel or the defense of the text, the Bible. You as the preacher, you are going to stand here and you are not going to, you know, be succumbing to, you know, like I have been hearing in recent time, you know, a supposed man of God sit on radio talking nonsense that the Bible doesn't make sense. It will never make sense. It will never make sense to a fool. Oh God, help me. It will never make sense to a fool like somebody who talks like that, you know, and can say that these are the fools that the Bible talked about in Psalm 14 and verse number 1. Yeah, it is the foolish fool who says there is no God. Yeah, the fool say it in his heart. Take it to GNT and put it and let's see exactly what the word of the Lord has got to say. You know, terrible fools says there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done terrible things. There is no one that doeth what is right. The preacher is going to stand in the pulpit and defend God's word. Just like people sit in the Supreme Court and they defend the Constitution of Ghana. The preacher sits in the pulpit and defends the integrity of God's word. Teaches the word of God. This is why he was saying in Malachi chapter number 2, verse number 6, 7, and 8. He was talking about the priests, the vicars, the office of the Levites and the priesthood. Yeah, he said they taught what is always in King James. Always in King James. You know, they he went, he said, the law of truth is in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and iniquity, and did turn many from wickedness. In other words, this is the job of the preacher. When the preacher stands, he is, you know, the law of truth is in his mouth. The preacher speaks truth. The preacher must speak truth. Truth must emanate from the mouth of the preacher. Yeah, iniquity is not found in his lips. The preacher must stand and disseminate truth. No clear. No clear. Even if they kill the preacher for the truth, he must be ready to defend the truth. Defend the truth. This is the ministry of the end time. We have work to do. So when Jesus was talking in Matthew chapter 28 from verse number 19, you know, that go ye into all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach them all things whatsoever I have taught you, and lo, I am with you unto the end of the age. He knew what he was talking about. Yeah, teach them that when we are courting and we are in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man, we don't wash for a man, we don't sleep in a man's house. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase women. Let them know that church is not a place to come chase men. Let them know that church is not a place to snatch husbands and wives. Let them know that church is not a place for gossip and unnecessary competition. Let them know that church is not a place for carnality and useless absurdity. Let them know. Teach them that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Teach them that whatsoever a man soweth, he will reap. Teach them that all men will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and they will account for it. Teach them that they are dust, thus they will return. Teach them that they are empty air. Wame ya mframa, mframa ni fri womwa, wombe ye funu, ye mu, bonyo, adie. Teach them that they will come, they will lose their name to a thing. We will not refer you by your name. We will call you a thing. The thing is stinking. The thing is decomposing. The thing is becoming bad. May we go and intern it or cremate it or bury it. Let's go and do something with it. Yeah. And there will come. Therefore, teach them. Teach them that God showeth mercy to the humble and resist the proud. Teach them. Yeah. You know that. Let all souls be subject to the authority that be. For there is no other authority except they that have been ordained by God. And so give honor to whom honor is due, and give tribute to whom tribute is due, and give custom to whom custom is due. Teach them that I am the God visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children to the third and fourth generation. Teach them not to kill. Teach them not to steal. Teach them not to commit adultery, and teach them to honor their fathers and their mothers, so that their days will be prolonged on the face of the earth. Teach them that. Teach them that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of slavery, out of the house of bondage. They shall have no other gods before me. They shall not make anything like us unto the likeness of upon the earth, upon above the earth, or beneath the earth. They shall not bow themselves down to them. They shall not worship them. Teach them that I, the Lord, I am a jealous God. Teach them that they should not bear a false witness against their neighbor, and teach them not to convert their neighbor's husband, their neighbor's wife, their neighbor's donkey, their neighbor's cloak, or anything that belongs to their neighbor. Teach them the truth. Tell them the truth. The truth, John chapter number 8:32, will liberate them. They will be liberated by the truth. They will lead by the truth. And the truth will bring them freedom. Teach them. Teach them that they are mortal men. Teach them that they are gods, but they will die like men. Yeah. Teach them. Say a good amen. Amen. I'm so intrigued by Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 35. As a matter of fact, 36 is, more interesting. Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 36. The Bible says, for David, after he had saved his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep or died and was laid with his fathers, and he saw corruption. That is something interesting. He said, but Jesus, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. In other words, go back to verse number 36. The Bible is saying something very clearly and categorically interesting. Here, he is making it clear. He said, but for David, after he had saved his own generation, let's go to GNT on that particular one, very interestingly. And he made this very clear in this particular, but David, you know, served God's purpose in his own time, then die. God's purpose. Life is short. Go back to King James Version. Steve, according to the will of God, I can preach and win many, many souls. But if God commanded me to go and sell at Carnation Market, then this may not be his will. But even though it is the right thing, on the day of judgment, I still default before the throne of God. Forgive me for doing this. Let me go and say this. Woman to me, the word to Obosu has somewhere to me. If you could have a wadi and answer, baby, you know, Obahum Pai, Yamisa, and you know, but Wakono doing him. Oh, there is that. Wakono to me doing him, Yameka Sakura, now Obunya Median to go. One is like that. You have gone out of the will of God. Romans chapter 12 talks about three kinds of the will of God. You know, and when he said it from verse number 1, Romans 12 from verse number 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. He goes in verse number 2 and said, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I want you to note emphatically, you know, that you may prove that which is good, number one. Number two, acceptable. Number three, perfect. Ninaya, the will of God. So highlight good, highlight acceptable, and highlight perfect. I want to ask you a question. You that is living in this end time, which will of God are you living in? The good will of God, the acceptable will of God, or the perfect will of God. Emuni away. I was preaching in one of our churches last Sunday, you know, after the W3 service, and I told them at Plantain Junction, I said it to them, the most convoluted place in the life, a man's life or a woman's life, is when they start relationships. That is where hell breaks loose. Bonnie, I'm serious. The moment a man came into your life and said, I love you, babe, I want to marry you. Instantly. If you see the youth going to hell, it is the door of relationship that took them there. Because the relationship took them to the place that, okay, now I have this young lady in my life or this young man in my life. I need a lot of money. And then Sikenibre turns them to another dimension. And then they do all kinds of crazy things. Because he wants to please a girl, he can go and sleep in coffins and still be in church. We are the generation that makes things together. We'll mix it together. But God's word says, do not mix, even if you have a farm, do not mix tomatoes to onions. Don't miss light and darkness. The preacher should be able to tell them. You know, one of the reasons why the preachers cannot tell you the truth is because they are struggling with it. They're struggling with it. The reason why they want to find fault with Kofi Udrow. The reason why they hate him. The reason why they don't want to see him. The reason why they don't even want to hear him. The reason why they, you know, do not want to even associate with him. The reason why they want to find find something evil and attach it so that at least the effectiveness of his authority will be tinted. But by the grace of God, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It is not by any man's lifting whatsoever. If God lifts up as a person, no man. I wish I can talk to you. Praise the name of the Lord. If I treat my wife bad, I cannot teach you how to live. You see, this is why I was telling our church at Santo. I said to them, if I stand here and I do love talk, by the grace of God, he has given me the ability to articulate it. But I'm not teaching you something that is theoretical. I have been married for, we are now on the 22nd year. I've been married for almost 22 years by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I can tell somebody who is not married, I can tell you something which will be profitable for your future. And therefore, I have every audacity by the grace of God to tell you more than somebody who is divorced, more than somebody who is single, to tell you something about marriage. My children have not gone wayward by the grace of God. Therefore, I can teach you what Christian homes, raising a Christian home, what it is. We don't talk about this. You better feel sorry no jamu fi. Omo hwe TV whilst you are sitting here. Television is doing your job. The internet is doing your job. Say one cross other thing. Say. By the grace of God, he's granted me grace to raise a Christian home. Children that are Christians, they love God. They go to church not because I'm a preacher. They go to church because they love God. My children can call from school and say, we miss church. Can we come home and attend church? I said, but there is church in your school. He said, we love this one. Sunday W3, that is the one we are looking for. It corrects, it rebukes, it reproves. That is what we are looking for. I said, what about the one in your school? He said, they are joking. Yeah, they are joking. That the one is cocoa and butter. We want campaign. We want bones. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. By the time you are stealing money with figures and your conscience does not speak to you, you are on your way to hell. I'm telling you. So the preacher, I'm saying, come alabaster. Can you hear some Jeremy? Speak the truth to me. Yeah. We are human music. Never to water you, so it will never make it holy. You and your offering will perish with you. Simple as that. Yes, you can never talk hack as here. Emma Kofio drew. God will never said it went to do the work of God. That car will perish and you will perish. I'm telling you something very interesting. Yeah. Evil is evil before God. It can never turn into good. And as I'm speaking to you right now, you know, when I quoted Malachi chapter 2, verse number 6, verse 7 and 8 will even excite you. You know, when you look clearly at God's word, Malachi, the second chapter, the 7th and the 8th verse. He said, they taught what is the, you know, go to King James and go to verse number 7. He said, the priest's duty, yeah, is to teach true knowledge. The priest's lips must keep knowledge. The Bible said, for they shall seek the law from the mouth of the priest. For he is an angel of God or a messenger of the Lord of hosts. But look at verse number 8. Very interesting verse. But you have departed out of the way and ye have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord. Therefore, verse number 9, the most scariest verse for preachers in the Bible. Therefore, I have made you contemptible base before all the people according to, yeah, turn it into tribulation. Let me read that. Watch you look at the Bible. Readable word. Put on the microphone. Read, sit down. Read God's word. Listen to exactly what Malachi told me. In the, you know, now, or say that this into menso. Read.
Mama woni meguase.
Mama woni.
Mama grandma say o ma no
nyane. Onyame na safo ne, onyame na sofo e na ekasa. Me gu manimu ase, me de mo be shifom. I will bring you down. Mama o ma na tietia mo so. Yeah. He's speaking to his priest. Enye mama. So asofo e bi shiri. E bi di trumo. Yeah. And they still have the nerve and the courage. They take the Bible. If they are preaching, you feel like heaven is descending. They are carnal. From head to toe, carnality. The Bible said that he that soweth unto the spirit will reap eternal life, but they that soweth unto the flesh will reap corruption and death. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to fear God. The fear of God must be brought back to the house of God. Let me read you Psalm 111 from verse number 1 to verse number 10 or 11. And then I'll bring my submission. I told my wife, I will give you all a surprise tonight. Yeah, and the surprise is to close at 7:30. Yeah, I will just show you the surprise right now. I'm done. Yeah, you know, someone is a praise the Lord. I praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly. Yeah, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. In verse number 2, the Bible went further to say, the works of the Lord are great and sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. In the next verse, very interesting, he said his work is honorable. The work of the Obibokola wafa on and kasofu mum ne fre, yes, it was your friend honorable. Asofu mum and yamin crofui. Asofu mum omwe repa ni. No, asofu mum. I'm sitting in the house and I'm watching these people and pouncing on each other, misbehaving, and I look at, is this honorability? Interesting, my God. Have mercy on a country like mine. You know, bring the scripture back. He said, his work is honorable. Anybody that is why the Bible says in 2 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse number 1, if a man desired the office of a bishop, he has desired a good work. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, first, let's go to 1 Timothy rather. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. 1 Timothy 3, 1. Yeah, it is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he has desired a good work. Yeah. Let me repeat it. There is nothing like many jinyamia juma ho. There is nothing like that. Ka check obu, a check obu. Pebe mi fa ko peba njeton. Pebe mi fa, pebe mi fa. Most of these people working in Achimota Forest are not called. Most of these people working at Atriama, most of them are not called. Ye kase wo free will be so that is an honorable conference. Serious. Say anybody who is saying who will need. Maybe kase mi kabi di mechi. Sofo nchimp na. Thank you. Obia wo chimp na. Say sofo. Bisi, it when you be an in and dream banana says offer. Will be anywhere, will be with teams and in and dream banana says offer. Sister, hell, hobe bread. I'm serious. If heaven has levels and departments, hell also does. I just told you something. I'm serious. Because I saw about dream banana. And no work for man in Kosovo. Thank you very much. Your work is honorable. Gold mine. No. This is the reason why most of the young girls want to marry prophets. So that they can be so for mommy. Well, Bani your son will be able to catch the nose on the back. Mama one. Rubbish. A drummer pa! I'm on the idea, you know, dressing me a danger. Suffer, mommy, it's a calling. A new swa, forget it. And yes, sir, you will frustrate the man of God. I saw for be bring say, woman, you don't know, say no. I beg for Jezebel, ma. I'm telling you, someone's a more warfare. The Nimia Cocoa, I am black and I'm proud. I'm a black man. I love to be a black man. When I look at myself in the mirror, me too say, "We are too much. We are too much." Yeah. If you ever think I'm this incubation fridge, I'm gonna kick it. Now my tinas and I'm a table. How? Crawford Palm, who am I? So for Palm. So, we are. Stand to your feet, let's close. Oh, say. I want to correct an error with our time. You want to come to Bible study? It's 6 to 7:30, and we are close. Say amen. The Lord bless you. Huh. Everybody watching us online, let me say this as I close in my closing submission. Me pastor bit is alabaster. Yami asam tiame, etineme, atinitine, and chile chile. It rebukes me. Put back the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 15. Ufri umafrasi nyimchule kunkwa mehunu nyansa. Edi nyansa betuwa kumemu. Efe kriso yesu jidi yesu kwa jim. Uwia wawekani wa verse 16. Atchule nefri nyami umi imo. Yema nchile chile. Ateye enti aswa. Hene umu nyanyi. Put that scripture there. That's what. Instruction in right. Go to the GMT version. In this version, look at exactly what he's saying. Yeah. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the truth. I want to sit in a church and I want the truth to be told me. I'm not talking about the doctrines of devils and the doctrines of men. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about scripture, the word. The word. Correcting, teaching the truth, rebuking error. Obi one ma rebuke no as me nyo spiritual sam bi o. Eno me de koi. Okwa, I will still rebuke you where you are going. I will rebuke you everywhere. What are you talking about? I will rebuke you sharply. Sharply, my job on this nation is to rebuke this nation. It will not be preaching enough from because my preaching is to rebuke at the full be a benyamifi, Yamia Mamma Jumasa mem prem free in the field. That is my job. Oburu wo yire mene wanya oburu wo kunu mene wanya obia wo ya kromfo mene wanya chejulojibo intabwena. I'm telling you the word of God. We are minister, we are here. Mene wanya, look at this baby theft. And now mene woka say and me ya that's how she will be a wokowia 1 day old baby enura na ewu baby no wokowia baby no ene. And we have a nation. You know, and grow for we have baby tone. Now I'm grow for the GDP growth, micro economy. You have failed. You have failed. Grow for we have babies. You don't even have a system and a mechanism that can be able to correct it. You have failed. You have failed. Your two hands are lifted up. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within. Cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit. Cast me not, oh Lord, cast. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me, Lord, the joy of your salvation. And renew a right spirit. Put your two hands on your chest and you are asking God, renew my heart, oh God, and fill me with your spirit and prepare me. I allow myself, train me in your righteousness. Train me. I want to grow in Christ Jesus. I want to grow in the Lord. I want to bear forth fruit of genuine repentance. I want to be soundly born again. Soundly born again. To be soundly born again. To be soundly born again. To be soundly born again. My Lord, my God. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a right spirit. Whilst your two hands are on your chest, tomorrow at the Achimota Girls Guys training camp, we're supposed to start our 10 days, but I want us to put up some very solid preparation into it. And so I want to push it to starting it from next week, Wednesday. And so tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Achimota Girls Guys, we are gathering in God's presence to see his glory. I want you to present before God every request you have unto your Father as a child of God. He is faithful to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think, ask, or imagine. In Jesus' precious name, come on, speak to your Father. Speak to your Father. Speak to your Father. Papa, hear your people. Let the words of their mouth and the meditations of their heart be acceptable in your sight. God, my strength and redeemer, in the precious name of Christ Jesus. I ask your grace. I ask your mercies. Hallelujah. You don't know Christ as Savior. You're watching us right now. And you are listening to us on podcast live, and you are also in this room. You want to give your life to Christ Jesus. You want your sins to be forgiven, and you want your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the Book of Life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for everybody who prayed that prayer with me. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus for the regeneration of washing of water by the word in the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. And redemption that is in Christ Jesus, freely justifying us. I ask that grace upon your people in Jesus' precious name. Let all things abound for us. Comfort this nation at the demise of our late ex-president. And strengthen us, forgive our sins, deliver us from this pandemic, and heal the world. In Jesus' name I pray. I make intercession tonight for Uganda, specifically. Let your intervention go to Uganda. Show forth yourself, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Thank you very much.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.